Welcome to another episode of the Send Help Podcast. We're back, bitches.
Hello.
It is your host, Danny, and your co-host, Steph.
Howdy.
Just, you know, doing the things as per usual.
Just thriving.
Always thriving.
Yes.
It's been a wild 2 weeks.
Yes. Happy Election Day.
Oh, I'm definitely blacking out today.
Good riddance.
Oh, I just...
But go vote.
Go vote. Either way, just go do the thing. I mean, by the time this comes out, we'll maybe know the outcome, or they might say, you know, six to eight business weeks till we get all those mail-in ballots counted.
To be determined, but, you know, we're just living.
You know, I feel really good that they're, like, boarding windows up in, like, major cities. Like, that's really comforting to me.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really great.
Yeah.
So, you know, just having a little anxiety.
Just drink a little tequila.
Definitely going to need... Today's a tequila day. Tequila... Wait. Tequila Tuesday. Am I saying it right? Tequila?
Yeah.
I don't know why it sounded so weird when I was saying it.
Tequila Tuesday. Faux show.
I think it's definitely necessary.
And if I didn't have to be up at 5 a.m., I would definitely...
Ooh.
Partake in some tequila.
Ooh, that sounds like you've been having a very interesting time at your job.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. I'm not thriving at my workplace.
She messages us in the group chat about, like, once a day when she's working and goes, like, just a daily reminder that I need a new job.
Yeah. But, you know, I just don't know what's out there that's going to be it for me. Like, so I think I'm in the best, like, worst situation. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely, yes.
It's all right. We're making it through. I'm making the money.
You are.
I just don't like it.
You're doing the things, you know.
How do I be a stay-at-home dog mom and be, like, a personal shopper? I think that's, like, where I'm meant to be.
Ooh, I could definitely see you being a personal shopper. Right? Like, I think you would thrive there. I've always said to you that, like, I really feel like you would do well, like, doing YouTube videos or, like, a blog and, like, talking about, like, all the deals you find.
I do find the deals.
I think it would be a good option for you.
Maybe it can be my backup plan someday.
You know, just add another thing. Add another thing to the list.
Maybe that can be my winter hobby. You know, I always, like, look for one, like, every year I just try to key in on one, like, you know, hobby, because I don't have hobbies any other time of the year. Because I just shop.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, like, shopping or drinking for us, typically.
Yeah.
I mean...
So a couple winters ago, I did some, like, furniture flipping.
Oh, you did? I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that was that one hobby. Yeah, I think that's it.
One hobby.
Well, like, last few years winter ago. / spring, like, we started to redo some home things, so...
Oh, that's right. Doing little renovations. And everything you did looked really nice.
Yeah, so maybe this winter I'll just make a blog.
I think you totally should.
We'll see.
I think you totally should.
Could be in the works.
I still really want a recorder. I just feel like that would be a good hobby for me.
A recorder? Like...
Yeah. I think it would release...
You should have told me. I took one to Goodwill a couple weeks ago.
What?
Yeah. Ryan had to take, like, a recorder class in college.
It's so, the devil's flute.
Yeah. You know, you could have had it.
I could have had it. I could have been playing, like, hot cross buns. It could have been really a good thing. Maybe for nobody around me, but...
You fucked up.
I did fuck up. Man, I wish I would have inquired. I didn't know you had a recorder in your possession.
I didn't really either, honestly.
I feel like it's something you come across and you're like, oh, this is something.
Yeah, so Ryan's mom, like... When we moved here, she gave him, like, a big box of, like, sentimental things, and this recorder was in it, and I was like, why the fuck do you have a recorder? So I go, I take a class in college. It was, like, in college?
In college? I thought that was, like, an elementary school thing.
I'm fairly certain he said college. I could be wrong. Maybe it wasn't college. Regardless, he still had a recorder of some time in his life.
You don't pass the recorder class, you don't graduate. It just doesn't happen for you.
Basically, that's what was happening, so.
I have a funny but sad story, so.
We love those.
I don't have a lot of, like, pictures and stuff from my childhood. I have a little bit, but I don't have a lot.
Yeah.
So I remember I had this box of all this art stuff that I made, like, my whole, like, school career.
Yeah.
Because I was once very good at art, but in 12th grade, I got very frustrated and stopped doing it.
Okay.
So I asked my mom, I said, hey, do you have that box of my art stuff from, like, literally from kindergarten up until 12th grade, all my yearbooks, literally anything from, like, any school things were, like, in these, like, boxes.
Oh, no.
She goes, I think they were in the attic, and when I left, I just left the boxes. And I said, so you're telling me that I don't have anything. So somebody probably threw out my boxes of all my school stuff.
You
know,
you would think that they would try to find you. Like, if I moved into a house and I found, like, yearbooks and all that kind of stuff, I would try to, like, find the person.
Maybe I need to check Craigslist and see if somebody, like, put an ad out for me. Because literally all of my possessions were in these boxes.
That is very traumatic. I'm very sorry.
And, like, my uncle gave my brother, like, all these, like, old, like, baseball cards. And I think they were, like, worth money. She left that, too. I'm like, Why? What the fuck were you doing?
Why?
I mean, I love you, Mama Sue, but what the fuck? Like, go up to the attic, or I would have even grabbed them. We have moved so many times that, like, just slowly in each move, I've lost possessions.
Yeah, that's a rough life.
So, it's fine.
You know, maybe we'll get them back one day for you.
Maybe.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Hopefully. Maybe they'll resurface somewhere.
You never know.
You know, if anybody has my kindergarten, like, art portfolio, please just let me know.
We need to know.
We need to know. It would be nice to have.
Maybe you need to make a TikTok video, because did you see the video where this girl went to, like, Goodwill or a thrift store, and they were these Thanksgiving plates that had, like, a turkey on them, but they had, like, names on them. So there was, like, you know, a Brian, an Anthony, like, all these names. And someone posted, like, hey, does anyone want these back? Like, so she ended up finding the girl whose mom, like, had these plates. No, the mom didn't want them, but that's why she took them to Goodwill. But, like, the girl, like, didn't understand why her mom didn't want them.
Yeah.
Like, her mom got rid of them kind of secretively.
Oh, or, like, why your mom would leave, your, you know, your whole life in a box at a house that she moved out of.
Yes. Right, and this girl, they ended up meeting up, and the girl got her turkey plates back. Her whole family turkey plates.
Oh, my God, this could be a lost connection.
It could be. It could be.
So, if anybody in the Pinecroft area has my art items, that would be fantastic to get those back. And yearbooks. Like, I have no yearbooks. I mean, not that, like, I guess I'd reflect on them very much, but it'd be nice to have to prove that, like, I did exist for 12 years.
True. We'll work on that.
Okay. So you took a big trip.
I did. Last weekend. Down to North Carolina.
How was the North Carolina?
It was nice, though. I was not anticipating 80 fucking degree weather.
Oh, my God.
I put all my summer clothes away. I literally had a crisis. I threw... So, of course, I worked the day before all day, and I didn't pack because I'm stupid, and at, like, 11 o'clock at night, I'm literally just throwing things in a bag hoping something worked.
That's dangerous.
It is so dangerous. So then we drive, like, you know, it was not a quick drive down to North Carolina, and we're all just sitting there eating pizza, and we were, like, planning out the day, like, the next day. And I just start, like, laugh crying, and they're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I have nothing to wear.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, what do you mean? I was like, I brought fucking cargo pants. Why?
Why did you bring cargo pants?
I don't know. I had this vision in my head. I was like, you know what? This could be a cute outfit. Yeah, in, like, fall times, not 80 fucking degree weather. So I have cargo pants. I had this oversized t-shirt, which I have in three colors. I brought every single color. And three pairs of leggings, and a bunch of shit that didn't go together. That was my suitcase full of things.
I mean, you did delusionally throw the suitcase
and,
together.
Okay, so in my delusional packing, I found, like, this fall-esque kimono. And
I have never seen you in a kimono.
Okay, well, I found this kimono, and I was like, I need to wear this. Like, I need to, you know, this is my time to wear this. Like, when am I ever gonna be in a warm fall setting that I can wear this fucking fall light kimono?
Fair.
So I somehow threw it together, and it ended up being okay, and I wore it with a hat, and my mother-in-law was like, you know, you were so stressed about not having anything to wear, and you look the best out of all of us, and you're the only one who could pull off this weird hat. Like,
this weird hat!
We, the rest of us would look stupid, but you make it look okay. And I was like, thanks, I think.
Thank you.
Okay, she may not have said a weird hat, but she was like, you're the only one that could pull off this hat here. Like, we would look stupid.
Okay, well then I think that was definitely a compliment.
I'll pull up my fall estimate.
Oh, I want to see. See, you pulled it together. You had some things.
I did. And so then we stopped at, like, a TJ Maxx on our way down, and there was a Stein Mart next to it, okay? And I don't
What's
know.
What's that?
Okay, I thought it was, like, I don't know what the fuck I thought it was. I don't know. But anyway, it was closing, and it was beside this TJ Maxx, and I was like, guys, we should go in there. I thought it was, like, more of, like, a home decor store-ish thing.
Yeah, I've heard of them before, but...
It was different. I don't even know what to describe it as because they were, like, liquidating and trying to get everything out. So I found this shirt I wore under my kimono there.
Ooh.
There we go. There's me in my fall-esque kimono.
That is so cute. I love that outfit.
So it came together.
It did come together. I love that.
We made it work.
I love those hats. They're so in right now.
This one is, like, corduroy, so it is a little weird, but...
It doesn't look like it, though, in the picture. No. Like, you can't tell.
So we made it work. It was all good. Kind of.
Hey, you put it together. That's all that matters. That is, like, my biggest fear is, like, not... I think that's why I overpack, because I always worry that I'm not going to have what I need.
I know. I hate summer clothes. Like, I've always hated summer clothes, and I was not prepared for summer weather.
No, like, now it's, like, winter in central Pennsylvania now, so, yeah. Like... I wouldn't even think, which I'm thriving. Like, I'm going to live in leggings, a t-shirt, and boots for the rest of the season.
I hate fall and winter. Well, I like fall, kind of. But at least I can throw some things on and make myself not look that homeless. You know, I do like fall and winter clothes.
Well, yeah, because, like, I feel like sometimes when you throw a t-shirt and shorts on, like, I look like I walked out of the gym. And I'm like,
Yeah.
This just isn't a good look for me.
It's not, no.
This isn't good.
Sweaters, leggings, boots. Yes.
Sign we are up. Here for it.
Yes. You know, if it could just be, like, 60 degrees and not, like, 30, but...
Yeah, you know, I'll take a comfortable, like, 50 to 60 degrees. It was, like, sleeting the other night, and I'm like, this can fucking stop at any time.
Yeah, agreed.
Not good. Not good.
Not good at all.
So, are there any other updates that we have?
I don't know. I don't think. I just need to stop fucking spending money.
Oh, for sure. Same. I'm trying to think what I purchased. I feel like I ordered something and I just can't.
So yeah, we were down in North Carolina and we did some shopping and of course I got fucking bamboozled. I don't know how I get bamboozled every single place I go. So we went to this, like, I don't know, like a farmer's markety kind of thing, but there was, like, different booths, and there was this really neat, like, homemade jewelry stand.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. And now, there was a couple younger girls, like, probably college-age girls, that were there looking before me. And she said all the necklaces are buy one, get one half off. Or everything is buy one, get one half off.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait. Maybe they were just necklaces. Maybe that's why I got bamboozled. I don't know. I swear it was buy one, get one half off. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything was buy one, get one. So these girls in front of me... She picked out, like, two necklaces, and she paid, like, $60. And I'm like, okay, like, I'd probably do that. Like, they're homemade, whatever.
Right, that's not bad.
So I found this pair of earrings I really liked, and the earrings were, like, $20. I'm like, okay, I'll get the earrings, and I'll find a necklace. I guess it was my fault for choosing something that didn't have a price tag on it.
Oh, no.
Then she tells me my total is, like, $87. And I was like...
Cold sweat immediately.
Yeah, and
what?
I was like... I can't tell this lady, like, I don't want it because of the price.
Oh, that makes my body hurt. That's so uncomfortable.
My body hurt. Yeah, I was, like, instantly just, like, what? And it's not a piece that you can wear, like, every day. Like, it's not an everyday piece.
What does it look like?
So, it's a cool concept. Again, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I get these ideas in my head where I'm, like, oh, you trendy bitch. Like, oh, like... You know, I don't know. It's...
You trendy bitch.
I have a lot of different, like, personas. Like, some days I'm, like, this homeless girl. Some days I'm a cute, like, sweater girl. And other days I think I'm, like, a badass. So I guess this day I thought I was, like, channeling my inner, like, badass.
Understandable.
I don't know. So it's a necklace, and it has like three different like necklaces within the necklace. One has like a gemstone.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure one is a snake.
Okay.
And I don't serpent. A serpent, and I don't know what the other one is. I can't remember right now. But I was like, yeah, I need that. Why? Why?
I love it.
For $80 fucking.
I'd be wearing that serpent every single day.
This is my life. And of course I was like, oh yeah, here, take my fucking money.
I mean, what's $80 on a serpent necklace with a little gemstone, you know?
And I like the earrings, and I wore them like the next day, but they hurt my ears, so.
Mm.
We love it.
Good.
Thriving. I spent $87 on things I'll never wear.
Perfect. Perfect. I purchased a letter board from Michael's, and I was like going to put this quote on that I was very excited about. They gave me two sets of the same fucking letters. And I'm like, does the bamboozlement ever fucking end?
No, it does not.
Can I buy one thing that I just don't feel like someone just tried to pull the wool out from underneath me?
It's a rough life.
It seriously is. Yeah, just done.
I don't know. I just need to halt it. I don't need any more fucking sweaters. I don't need another pair of boots.
Same. Well, I do want a white pair of combat boots. That is on my list.
Yeah, that's on my list too, but that's it.
Yes, I do not need any more things. I literally pulled out like 5 totes of winter shit, and I'm like, I don't even wear all of this. Like, why am I keeping it?
Yeah.
I need somebody to come in and just help me do a purge.
But they take up so much time.
I know. And it's a lot of energy. Like, it just makes me tired to think of purging stuff.
You need, like, a solid 2 days to do a closet purge.
Yes.
And I just don't have a solid 2 days to dedicate to a closet purge.
I don't have that much of an attention span to do that for 2 days.
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. And especially if you want to, like, try to resell anything, then it's, like, a 3-day thing. Because you need a day just to, like, take pics and post it on, like, Poshmark.
Well, yeah. And it's not enough now to just, like, do a flat lay of, like, items that you want to sell. Like, people will message you and be like, can you wear this? Like, can you put this on so I can see it?
Chances are no, because I'm probably getting rid of it because it doesn't fucking fit my fat ass anymore. So, no. I'm sorry, Tammy. I cannot squeeze into these pants from 7 years ago. They do not fit me anymore.
So you can see what they look like. Like, I just think that's, like, the most ridiculous thing. And just because it looks like that way on me does not mean it's going to look that way on you. These people, so demanding. And then they'll offer you $2 for it. And I'm like, you know what? This just isn't even worth my fucking time. And it's like $90 to ship. So I end up owing money.
Yeah, not cool.
I cannot.
Just, the bamboozlement never ends.
It never fucking ends.
No.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, okay, I should just take everything to, like, Salvation Army. That way, at least, like, someone may use it. But then I'm like, well, what if I can make, like, $20?
I know, because sometimes, like, things that I don't think will sell do sell, and I make a profit off of. And some things that I think will don't do anything.
Agreed.
And then someone offers me $2 for it.
That's insulting.
It is. I'm like, fuck you. You deserve a special place in hell for offering me $2 for this thing.
I can't say no one's ever offered me $2. I think someone's definitely offered me like $5, which is also insulting.
Well, it was just, I remember it was a very low offer. It may not have been $2, but it was definitely negative. Like, I would have owed money. Like, I wouldn't have made anything. And I'm like, this isn't how this works. This goes against the whole app.
Cool.
So.
I love it.
Just doing really great.
Yeah. Solid.
Solid times.
Stupid.
Doesn't get any better than this.
No, I don't think it does. Honestly. I've been waiting.
I just want to lay low for 2 months. Hopefully 2021 is something better to offer us.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I guess that's dependent on how today goes. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh my god. If I get one more fucking text about go vote, bitch, I know. I will go vote.
It makes me not want to vote. It makes me not want to.
Ugh. Annoying. Okay. Anyways. Ugh. Proceeding.
Yes. A new ad? What? Guys, you know how much I love Athea skincare and how badass their night cream is. But I'm here to report that I've upgraded to a full-on Athea skincare routine and I am in love. It literally gives my skin life. I snagged the Athea bundle and it comes with a daily facial cleanser that deeply cleanses and targets impurities, a daily moisturizer that revitalizes and hydrates my complexion, and my all-time fave, the retinol night cream. Don't sleep on Athea skincare. I promise you guys, it's the best investment for your skin. Use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your order. Again, that's our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off your order. Now back to the show. So I guess if we're talking about bamboozlement, we're just going to slide into some football conversations. Mm-hmm. We're at two very different ends of the spectrum here. I don't know what Penn State's doing, but it's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. I caught like the end of the first game in North Carolina, half drunk, and I was yelling profanities at the TV. I'm like, there's no way we're about to fucking lose to Indiana.
Indiana. Fucking Indiana.
And guess what? We fucking lose to Indiana. And, you know, I didn't really have high hopes for Ohio State. I will say that.
I didn't think we were going to win.
I didn't either. It was just not good.
Also, I need people to spread the word. I'm going to continue to post this picture of B-Rad on this Nittany Lion as he's dressed in a lion costume until PSU Barstool picks it up. I feel like it could happen.
Yeah.
We got to start spreading the photo.
You know what you need to do? You should tag it on... I think they do, like, Good Boy Fridays or something where they, like, post pictures of, like, the dogs. Maybe you should send it in for, like, Good Boy Friday.
Is that PSU Barstool?
Yeah.
I think that's definitely happening. I'm just going to continue to harass them until they repost it.
Maybe you should just DM it to them directly.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Just be like, can you post this somewhere?
I'm just going to do it, like, every, like, day maybe before the game. I'll just keep sending it to them until they're like, fuck you. Like, okay. Like, we'll just post it.
I think that's your best bet.
If I had a video of it, I'd make a TikTok. It's my biggest regret. And he's not going to go back and do it.
Damn it.
I know, because I would really enjoy that.
Yeah, that'd be some quality content.
It really would be. I visited him the other night, and I was very alarmed that we both had the same nail color. I'm like,
Brad.
So he's back on his bullshit of painting his nails, which, whatever.
No, B-Rad, no.
And B-Rad is turning 20.
B-Rad, you are better than the black nail polish.
I thought that phase of his life was over.
I did too.
But he has re-entered it.
Is it all nails or just one?
All nails.
B-Rad, I'm disappointed.
And he lives for... And, like, I said to him, I'm like, well, you know, for your 21st, like, I'm taking you out.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just want to sip on a White Claw and watch a football game.
What?
And I said, you're the biggest pussy I've ever talked to.
Yeah, you can sip on a White Claw in a bar.
Yeah.
Actually, you can chug a White Claw in a bar.
Yeah, we're not sipping a White Claw, B-Rad, on your 21st birthday. Get your nails painted up. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, no sipping will occur.
No.
Chugging and bonging only.
Only.
Make get it nice... together, B-Rad.
I know. Come on, man.
Live a little.
He's gotten very lame this past year.
You know, we're going to make him a shop book. I found my shop book if you would like to see it.
I would like to see it.
Okay, I'll pull it out.
I want to see it. He definitely needs one.
We're going to do it.
He's just... We got to liven him up a little bit. He calls me crying every day because he's in college. And I'm like, you've been in college for 2 months.
I can relate that.
And you're taking classes at home.
Yeah.
In your sweats. How hard is this?
Yeah. I mean, I cried a lot. I drank a lot, though.
Well, I cries a lot.
Yeah.
He's on a strict diet of ramen noodles and toaster strudels.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he wants...
your mom.
I guess he wants the true college experience. But he doesn't leave the house unless he has to go to work.
Okay.
You know, he paints his nails and he goes to work.
Okay.
So that's a B-Rad update for everybody.
That's a really good schedule. I'm glad that's what he does with his time.
Mm-hmm. But, yes. PSU Barstool. It's happening.
Yes.
The Stillers.
Stillers are doing all right. You know, I'm not the biggest Stillers fan. It's kind of whatever to me, but I'm glad they're doing all right.
They're doing really well. I feel like this, I don't want to like jinx anything, so I'm not going to say it, but they're doing very well. I'm very happy.
I'm glad.
So I'm glad out of the two teams that I enjoy, one is thriving.
That's a positive. Penn State needs to get it the fuck together.
Yeah, they do.
I don't have high hopes though. Like,
it's not. And it's like when you think that they're kind of turning it around, it like regresses.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't watch all the game this past weekend. I just watched parts of it, and because we were at a Halloween party, and I like tried to like just be a part of the party a little bit.
I watched until we came back from halftime, which first half was. We came back from halftime. We scored that touchdown. I'm like, okay, we got some mojo. Let's go. And then like Ohio State literally just scored again. I'm just like, gonna go to bed.
Yep, like, your text, you're like, I'm going to bed. Like, it's done.
I am really glad, though, that since it was home, I did not purchase a very expensive ticket this year.
Yeah, so that is a positive. I think I would have been really upset, like, because I feel like that's such a build-up for a good game. Like, it was a full moon, it was Halloween, it's Ohio State, it's the whiteout. Like, that really would have been the trifecta. Like, that would have been the best home game.
It would have.
And then they would have just ate dicks, and it just really would have been upsetting.
Yeah, so I'm really glad I didn't spend, like, $300 to watch them play like garbage.
So that's a positive.
It is a positive. One in the win column for Steph.
Yes.
Zero for Penn State.
Big fat zero. Embarrassing, gentlemen. Embarrassing.
It is.
So, can we also talk about Gen Z? I feel like every time I get on TikTok, there is a new thing that outrages me.
Yes.
So they have discovered, I can't even, yoga pants. Like.
Didn't it all start with Emma Chamberlain?
I think so.
She posted a selfie in a pair of fucking yoga pants. Now, I don't know if she called them, what, flared?
Flared leggings is what they're referring to them as.
I don't think she referred to them as flared leggings. I hope not. But also, I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
It's a fucking yoga pant.
It's a yoga pant. And, like, I'm really glad that we're not continuing with, like, the fold over on the yoga pant where it's, like, an animal print and bedazzled and says, like, yes, hot helps. Bitch or whatever. Like, I am glad that's not a thing. I'm not jumping back on this train.
I will say I did keep two pairs in case this day happened.
I think it's here.
They're just not flattering.
They're not. And, like, I feel like anytime you wore yoga pants, like, they would slowly just ride down your ass, so, like, your ass crack is hanging out, or, like, I don't know how many times I've been to the store and, like, would see, like, girls, like, whole ass, because, like, they just, if they're too big, they fall down, but if they're too tight, you have the camel toe I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're not flattering.
Yeah. Now, I do have one pair from Old Navy.
Okay.
Now, it's not like the Victoria's Secret yoga pant.
And I think that's what I automatically think
of. Me too. It doesn't have the fold over. It's just, it's.
Or a ghetto version you buy at Boscoff's.
Right, no. I mean, there is a little pattern at the top, but it's not a fold over. It's just a regular band, and it's just like a pant.
Okay. I can get on that.
Yeah. That's okay. I still don't really wear them, but I was holding on. I was like, you know what? These might be a thing again. Here we are. I still think it's bullshit. They're referring to it as a fucking flared legging.
I can't with them anymore.
Yeah, they really are.
I don't want to throw all the Gen Zers under the bus, but guys, we can do better than this. We are better than this.
You know, I wasn't really dissing them for a while because I'm like, okay, like, you have some ideas, like, you're all right, but then it's
I like to stay hip. I like the trends, like, whatever.
Yeah, I forget what happened before this flared yoga pant thing, or the flared legging, but there was something, and I'm just like, come on, guys. Come on.
Well, and they were all dressing up as ghosts and taking pictures. Did you see that at all for, like, Halloween?
No.
That was, like, a big trend. Like, they were, like, literally wearing sheets over their head and, glasses and, taking these, like, really, like, photogenic, Instagram post-worthy, like, photos. And that was, like, a big thing. So, I don't know what's next.
Get it together, guys. Get it together.
Can't wait to see what's next. They're always pulling something out of their ass. I can't.
Me neither.
I will say, this isn't related, but it's kind of related because I saw it on TikTok, where I spend most of my time. I think I'm going to order a Furby from eBay.
Oh.
I really want to order one.
Okay.
Because I had a Halloween one, and I'm pretty sure that fucking thing was possessed.
I liked my Furby.
Mine, like, wouldn't, like, do anything, but then at random times, like, it would just, like, start chirping.
Oh. I think I had, like, a tan one. I did like my Furby. Bring back the Furby. I support the purchase.
I think I might order one. I also found on eBay, like, do you remember the keychains that McDonald's had in, like, the kids' Happy Meals that were Furbies?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want one for my keychain.
Well, there's, like, a 2-pack.
I got you. I can be your stocking stuffer.
Thanks. Thanks, appreciate it.
Anytime, girl, I got you.
I did fuck with Furbies. My dad fucking hated my Furbies.
Yeah, I remember I wanted one, and then, like, I don't think they were available, because I think it was when they were, like, really popular, and, like, they were getting bought up a lot. And then, like, I think I got a Halloween one, because I've always been a tad, I like Halloween. And I really liked it, but it like, malfunctioned. Like, it never really worked well.
Yeah, I can't remember it really, like, doing anything, but I do remember having one.
I think it should be a thing.
All right.
They should make, like, just stuffed ones. Like, I would just buy, like, a stuffed one.
Yeah.
Like, the squishy thing. That's another thing that's, like, really popular right now. Like, the squishies. Have you seen those? They're just, like, literally stuffed animals that are, like, I don't know. They're, like, they're squishy. They're just, like, big, and they're, like, random animals.
Oh, the,
I think they're called Squishmallows.
Squishmallows, yeah. Okay, yeah, I did see those. I don't get why people need them, but I'd buy a Furby one. I won't buy, like, a random one.
No. So someone should make a Furby one.
Yeah.
But, like, the random ones, like, people, like, collect them. And, like, why? Their whole bed is
where,
just,
yeah,
like,
where do you put them?
I guess on your bed and just, like, jump into them and swim. No, I don't know.
No. That gives me anxiety thinking about things on my bed like that.
I just, yeah, like, I couldn't imagine removing 45 Squishmallows so that I could,
like,
go to bed.
Like, if you really like penguins and there's a penguin, okay, get the penguin.
Right, like, that makes sense.
Why do you need 80 of them?
I don't know. And, like, they're made in different sizes. So you could have a very large one, you could have a very small one, you could really have a variety.
No, I hate this.
I just hate a lot of things right now that are happening.
Me too. Oh, sorry.
Another really cool thing that's happening. I love to talk about Carole Baskin.
Okay.
I'm
really behind all the time, so I feel like I have only been working and I haven't.
Well, I think you have. I think you've just kind of been working and that's it. I have a lot of free time to look up a lot of random bullshit. I did give up Dancing with the Stars. I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
I'm really on this show. It's called, I think it's called Filthy Rich. It's on Fox. It has Kim Cattrall in it.
Okay.
Highly recommend. It's a really good show. So I've been watching that.
Okay.
And then the Kardashians are on Thursdays. So, you know. And then you have wrestling in between and between sports. Like, I have a full schedule.
Okay.
So.
Dancing with the Stars didn't fit in.
It didn't fit in. I'm kind of over it. Okay. Maybe I'll watch the last one. But anywho, Carole Baskin came out and said that she is bisexual. Hmm. This bitch just won't quit. Like, I feel like once, like, she's out of the headline.
Yeah, she needs, like, to just drop another bomb.
Yes. Hmm. She said she could easily have a wife as she could a husband.
I feel like you shouldn't say that when you have a husband.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that was, like, a little insulting to him. But he also doesn't seem like he talks very much. Hmm. So, I don't know. She's definitely pulling the reins on that relationship.
She definitely is.
So, if this guy goes missing, she might end up with a wife.
Okay. Good for her.
I just...
Whatever you want to do, Carole Baskin.
Carole Baskin just, you know... She just won't leave.
In other news. 2 Chainz has a dog named Trappy.
I fucking love 2 Chainz. His too. TikTok is phenomenal.
I have loved 2 Chainz since approximately 2012.
I feel like I'm a new follower, but I love him. Trappy the dog.
Ayo, Trappy.
I think I sent you the TikTok where he had Trappy and like there's all these other dogs around.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
I think Alan needs a brother named Trappy.
I think he definitely does.
Take Trappy.
I would just love to like yell, Trappy, get in the house.
I know. Alan's giving me a look. He's like, don't you fucking dare.
Lily would literally murder. If I brought another dog into the mix, Lily would kill it.
Yeah. I don't know how Alan would do. Alan likes other dogs, but he's a very... He really likes his mom.
Yes.
So.
He's attached, for sure. I don't know how well that would go either way.
Yeah, I feel like we can't risk it.
No, I don't know if it's worth the risk.
I don't know how I ended up with this 15-pound chihuahua. Jack Russell dog. But...
It was an instant connection. When you saw him at the shelter, it just, you know, after you were attacked by another dog, I was like, he just got fucking rabies. That's literally just what happened. I don't know if we've told that story on here. I know we told the whole story, but like, I don't know if we told the part where like, we were in, there was two small dog rooms, right?
No, there's only one.
So what, is that the first room we were
yes,
in?
Yes, where I okay. got bit. So we go in... There, I don't know. There was this fucking dog online.
The whole thing was weird.
It was a very weird mix. And I showed Ryan this dog because I was asking for a dog. And he's like, no. And then I found this dog. I swear it was like a wiener dog mixed with like an Australian Shepherd. It was bizarre.
Oh.
That's what I went there for.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it was gone. So then this woman makes me go in the small dog room. And I'm like... I really don't want, like, an 11-year-old dog. Like, that's not what I'm here for. I just try to pet a dog. I get bit. Then no one wants to help me. My finger is throbbing. Like,
I'll never forget, like, because didn't you put your hand, because it was in between the two, like,
yes,
rooms.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She put her hand in, and I just saw her jerk her hand back. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like... petting this old mangy dog that's, like, laying on its back. And she's like, oh, my God, like, this dog just fucking bit me. And I'm like, you probably have a disease now.
So I'm like, we just need to go.
And we're trying to leave. And this lady's like, well, there's more dogs.
She's like, I'm the cat lady, but you need to go over there. And yeah. I'm like, I don't want a big dog, ma'am. That's not what I'm here for. And she's like, okay, go over there. So she, like, opens
the door. She shuffled us into this room.
She does. And immediately this boxer comes, like, running at me. And I'm like... This is why I didn't want to go in this room, ma'am. Like, I don't want to fucking box her. That's not what I'm here for. And then in the corner, there's just little Alan.
Little Alan.
Just looking at me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Am I really about to bring home this rat-looking dog?
Yes. The answer is yes. I think you picked him up and it was fate because he did really well with you.
Yeah, he did. But, you know.
And then we convinced them that we were a lesbian couple taking home Alan together.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was something. Always a predicament.
Alan did not want a dog named Trappy, which I'm very upset about.
Yeah, he's definitely not giving off that vibe.
Oh, anyways.
Well, a positive to this week is Dunkin' Donuts... and Starbucks are both coming out with their holiday menus. Mm-hmm. So I think both of them are about the same as they were last year. But I'm ready for it. I don't know if I'm ready for Christmas, but I'm ready for it.
Now, I did see on TikTok. I feel like I have a very specific, like, TikTok profile. Like, I feel like I see the same types of fucking videos over and over again. Anyways. This girl works at Starbucks. Now, I don't know if it's going to be the cold brew.
Okay.
Or if she just made this concoction.
Okay.
But it was not the Irish cream, and it sounded so good.
Ooh.
It was like, I forget what it is now, but it was not Irish cream, and it sounded really good.
Ooh.
There was some mocha involved, some white mocha. Mm. I don't know. I was like, See, that's what I need.
Did you save it?
No.
What are you doing? Oh, that's right. You don't have a profile.
I know.
You need to just make a profile. The time has come.
No, I don't want China to hack me.
I mean, at this point, if they want to hack me, it's fine. There's really nothing. There's really nothing for them to gain from me.
Yeah, I guess so. I am ready for some. I still wish Dunkin' would bring back. They had a brown cinnamon sugar flavor.
Ooh, yes. That was really good.
It was my jam. I would get that every night before I work night shift, and it just brought a little happiness to my not so happy time.
It just sounds so warm and comforting.
It is. I love it.
I am ready for a chestnut praline latte from Starbucks. That's my favorite.
I think it was like a chestnut praline white mocha cold brew is what this
called. Oh my god. Fuck, sign me up.
I think she was like,
fuck me up.
Okay, it must not be like a menu item, but she was like, this is what you need.
That is what I need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yes.
So I'll try to find it sometime here.
I think it launches on the 4th, so I'm definitely going to need a commemorative cup. Oh, it's tomorrow. I think it launches tomorrow. Oh.
Though the cup fucking was stupid. I went 1 year and...
Although they might not do the cup now because they're going to be like, it's not COVID friendly. Because
well, they might just give it to you.
Oh, that's true. They might. I'm going to try.
I got a cup 2 years ago, and it was literally, like, this hard plastic red cup.
That's what mine was from last year. And I kind of stumbled upon it. I didn't realize it was, like, holiday launch day. It was when I was being a psychopath and getting up at 4 a.m. to go to the gym.
Oh.
And then I, like, went to Starbucks after, and I just kind of happened upon it. I think it's the only reason I got a cup.
Yeah, I went after night shift one day 2 years ago, I think.
I feel like if you don't hit that, it, like, when they first open, you're not going to get it.
Yeah. It's an ornament.
Oh, I could only see the top of it, and it kind of looked like an egg.
He stole it off my tree.
That's fine. It happens. He's ready for the holidays.
He is definitely ready for the holidays. I cannot support people putting up their fucking Christmas trees now.
No, I feel like I want to leave my Halloween stuff up for another week or two, and then I'll put the tree up. That's a little much.
I don't know. I'm a firm believer. Your tree should not go up until, like, around Thanksgiving.
I like that idea. I feel like because I've worked retail for so many years, it's ingrained in me that if I don't do it before, it's not going to get done. Because 1 year I didn't, and then, like, it was, like, December 15th till the tree was going up. And I'm like, well, what the fuck's the point now?
Yeah, I guess.
So, yeah. But, and having an artificial tree has changed my life. I'm never going to get a fresh tree again.
Stop eating my pillow, Ellen. The fuck? Okay, moving on. Don't put your Christmas tree up until Thanksgiving. Go get yourself a Starbucks beverage tomorrow.
Yes. Go do it.
Go vote.
Are we doing a live from the fishbowl?
We could do a live from the fishbowl. All right.
Just to wrap her up.
As my dog attacked me because I'm touching my pillow.
How dare you?
All right.
I'm ready.
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh.
It's a good one. Party Like a Rock Star by Shop Boys.
I fucking love that.
Anytime Ryan hears this song, he always reminds me that this was his ring back tone.
Oh god, ring back tones. I know I had.
I did not have one.
I'm not going to share mine because I just feel like that's really embarrassing and we're just going to move on. Shop Boys.
I'll do a search here.
Okay. Atlanta-based rap group, best known for their 2007 hit Party Like a Rock Star. Have they come out with anything else?
I don't think. I found them on Instagram. They have no posts.
Oh.
Official page for Shop Boys, no posts.
Do we need a wellness check on the Shop Boys?
I think. Oh, wait, now.
How many are in the group?
Okay, so I found Shop Boy Fat. I think he might have been a member.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's Richard Stevens. That's what Google says. Or Stephens. I think it's... Maybe it's Stephens. I might have mispronounced that.
Shop Boy Fat.
I like that their nicknames were Meanie, Fat, and Sheed. That's really cool.
So... I guess he's still doing all right.
Okay. Yeah, because it looks like 2007 may have been their last installment of music.
Well, Shop Boy Fat, he is posting a good bit.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. I do think before the year closes, we need to do a Lil Jon Saturday party because he's still doing those religiously every Saturday. I feel like that's very necessary.
Yeah, we should do that.
And then report back on it. I think that would be a good time. But Party Like a Rock Star is a classic.
I think Shop Boy Fat might be coming out with a song. He's gonna be on a song.
Oh, okay.
Trap Ain't Boomin' by King Cyrus featuring Shop Boy Fat.
Okay.
So to be determined, we'll okay. I mean, is this him? I guess. I don't know.
Vice, in 2015, published an article and it says the Shop Boys are still partying like whatever kind of stars they want to be.
Okay.
I respect that.
I respect that too.
That's nice.
Well, that's where the Shop Boys are, so I guess that's where,
we have located them.
Yeah.
They're just doing their thing. They're out there vibing.
Shop Boy Fat. Hit us up.
Keep an eye out for some new music. I really feel like this is a good time for some 2000 rap stars to do some revivals. I know I've said that many times before, but I just feel like it's their time to shine.
I'm here for it.
Me too. Well, I think that wraps her up.
I think so too. I need to go tend to my dog here before he has a...
Before he eats the pillow.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
I don't know. He looks a little spicy.
Always. Alan is always spicy.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of the Send Help Podcast, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.